RUR Mobile. KW4FCM.
4NGU, KN4VWA. For NGU, KN4VWA.
W4NGU.
Big boy, how you doing?
26, 78 miles an hour.
Squeeze, but warp 9 out of it, Captain. boy, be careful up there.
I confine you to quarters. Thank you, sir. I'll have a chance to catch up on my technical journals.
But I'm trying to figure out why my ATOS won't work on my 450. It will drive all the way up. It will drive all the way down. But it will not stop in between to get a proper SWR. And I've got it in my building on the inside, and I'm just wondering if inside that metal building is skewing the SWR to where it can't work right.
Hey, Steve, but if that frequency surrounding things to affect it drop off rapidly with distance, and if you're, unless you're right beside the wall or something, I would hope that wouldn't be a factor. I guess you've tried to drive it with more than one radio, so it's that's not the problem.
Not recently, I haven't. I mean, that may be the next attempt. Yeah, I might have to get a 450D out and see if I can drive it with it. See if that works inside. But in the meantime, it's within about 6 foot of that metal wall, and you know my building is metal, and it's inside the metal building, so I'm kind of hoping that that's what the issue is.
Platoon thing like that makes sense. I didn't know you're 6 feet from the wall. I'd move it a little bit. Be the easiest thing.
It is just grounded back into the radio. It's not actually grounded to the building, so. Or an automobile, which normally it is. So I may have to put it back on my truck for just a quick attempt to see if it works there.
As strong as a repeater on direct.
Lebanon Church Road, about 3 or 4 miles from the house, headed towards Highway 14.
11 now. About 2 miles from Campobello.
Close then. I mean, that's... Be careful. I might just throw a rocket at you.
Rocket my truck.
I wouldn't do that for nothing. I would... Listen, if I did that, it'd leave you on the side of the road stranded. It'd quit on you. I wouldn't do that to you.
Come to mind that back in the day, he owned over time 3 different Rolls Royces, and he bought one, and he said, man, that was the prettiest car he'd ever seen in his life. It was snow white, and they're just not a highly reliable vehicle. It's a status symbol thing, and he said that thing left him by the side of the road 3 times in 6 months, and he took it to an auction in Atlanta. No, he bought it at the auction, and his daddy said that's probably why it was there.
I don't care who it is, every manufacturer can turn out some lemons from time to time.
I used to hear that Jeeps just weren't reliable. Now, they've got quite a cult following, but they just weren't reliable for a while, and so said, for what it's worth, Consumer Reports, which I have a low opinion of. That's another story. But are they more reliable these days? You see them everywhere.
Well, let's put it this way. They're no more reliable or less reliable than any other manufacturer right now because of supply chain issues and manufacturing processes. Now, over the last few years, the Jeeps have been doing pretty good, from what I understand. But there for a while, back in the early 2000s, Dodge, you just, if you ran a Dodge 100,000 miles, you better get rid of it, because they weren't going to go much further than that. The transmissions were horrid. But from what I understand, they've drastically improved.
You know, the chip issue, I kind of cringe when I think about that topic, because a long, long time ago, I worked at that digital plant in Greenville, and we made the circuit boards that some of them were 40 layers thick, and they were basically an integrated circuit in and of themselves. And, man, if they, on a big, big giant run, if there was the slightest imperfection in that, in the chemicals, you had to scrap $50,000, $100,000 worth of circuit boards. And this is way back, 30 years ago. And so I just wonder how much of that stuff is being rushed out now in the interest of ship me something.
I have my own opinions of that. And I really don't believe that there is that big an issue with getting the material in here along with other materials. I believe it to be a geopolitical issue, and China is flexing its muscles, letting us have what they want us to have, and hitting our economy by shorting us. They're letting us know, hey, we're manufacturing all your stuff now. If you want some stuff, do what we want you to do.
Fringe you for ID, as they say. I don't know what else it'd be for. Yeah, they control a lot of that. And a lot of the domestic stuff is it's just political. I mean, I've watched for years trading commodities, lumber periodically skyrocketing as it recently did. And we haven't had any global forest fires. There's no reason for that to go up. They just decide we ain't been making enough money, and let's just jack the price up until one of our competitors breaks and begins to cut his price, and then it comes back down, is all I can figure.
Let me tell you what part of the issues is with the supply chain. Unemployment. When you have people that won't go back to work because they can sit back and collect this unemployment the way the government is handing it out, they won't go back to work. When they won't go back to work, you don't have enough truck drivers. You don't have enough longshoremen to unload the stuff coming into the ports. And that's why there's a big backup out there in the harbors along the California coast. Hey, you know, get people off of their butts and put them back to work, and you might get the stuff in.
For the most part, except that last few statements, I doubt that the benefits the government's handing out competes with a longshoreman's salary.
Well, you do know that those longshoremen are unionized, and when they're out of work and on unemployment, their incomes are bolstered by the unions. So when the government and the unions run out of money, they might go back to work.
Government ain't going to run out of money as long as they can print it. And by the way, the $3.5 trillion bill, the real cost on it is about 8.5.
I'm up for that this morning because I'm liable to fly in on Uncle Joe. And for all you folks out there that voted for him, I hope you're happy with what you got. A daughter. Well, see, I'm starting in on that. I'm not going to do that. So, what's the big plan for this coming weekend, Phil? You got anything good going?
Yeah, hang on just a minute. W4FCM. W4FCM. W4NGU. Boy, and I just wanted to give him a little room to do that. He'd done it about 7:45 and not connected with him. But, well, I'm going to Top Golf Friday morning with some work people, and that'll be fun. And probably won't go back for the game and some other stuff that's happening on Saturday. What are you doing?
Have a five-year 5-year-old baseball game to go to. And as soon as I get through with the 5-year-old baseball game, I'm going over to my modeling club for a cup, not my modeling club, but my RC club meeting down from the house for just a little bit. And then around noon, I'm going to try to fly some. And then beyond that, I'm coming back to the house and do some planning. I got a 4-foot 10-star that between me and Bob, ND7J, we're going to rent a lift, and I'm going to use that lift to put it up on the end of the house, and I got my prep work for that to do. So all in all, I think I'm going to have a pretty good weekend.
So what's Bob going to do with you again?
Rented a scissor lift that will go up 50 feet. And the long and the short of it, I'm going to split it with him. So he's going to do what he needs to do, and then he's going to bring it down here, and then I'm going to do what I need to do, and then return it back the following Tuesday morning. So he and I are splitting that big scissor lift.
Is there any other time available over the weekend or even on Monday before you take that back that I could help split some of that cost? I need to coat that chimney I told you about.
Okay, Bob is supposed to pick it up at around 7, and he says it's not going to take him more than about 4 hours to do it, so I'll get it about 1 o'clock, and if everything is really successful, I should be through by about 4:30 or 5, I'm thinking, I'm hoping. And if I'm done at 4:30 or 5, I can pull it up there to your place. And, possibly, you know, get it up in the air so that you could do some coating over there. Maybe, I don't know. It just depends on how long it runs with Bob and how long it runs with me.
Be available on, Monday.
Just said, on Monday is when we're picking it up, on Monday morning, and we pick it up at 7, we got to have it back by 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock on Monday morning, or Tuesday morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought he was picking it up Saturday morning and y'all had to have it back Tuesday. Okay, well, I'm in if, I don't want to interfere with you guys, but I need something like that, so let me know. I have to buy the coating I'll need, so I need some heads up.
Therein lies the issue, Phil. The problem is we don't know. See, Bob's planning on doing some tower work, putting up those 6 meters phase six meters, and I'm planning on doing the star and attaching the bracket to the side of my building for my tower. So the long and the short of it. We don't know exactly what kind of time frame we're going to be on, but I can assure you, it will be 5 o'clock Monday evening before I can get it over there to you.
And that's not a problem. If you can't include me, that if it runs later, that's okay. I got to have this stuff bought anyway to get it done, so nothing wasted, no problem. Just let me know if I can help with the cost and use the thing for a few hours, that'd be wonderful. You know the situation with the front of my house and where I've got a porch in front. We can't get that thing up on the porch. I could assemble scaffolds where I need them, but something like that I'm not even sure I could use, so we got to think through that.
All right. Well, now, this is not a scissor, it's like a boom, a bucket boom, bucket truck, and it has legs that come out and auto-level and stabilized, and then you go up in the bucket lift up from there, and it goes up 50 feet.
Oh, I could use that. Man, I don't need to go anywhere near 50 feet and wouldn't want to.
Well, if it'll work and we can make the schedule work, then, you know, you're welcome to jump in. It's It's like $280 for 24 hours, so split that three ways. It'd be about $95.
Well, that's cool. If I can get it done, that's cool. That chimney is 50, 60, 70, just about 75 years old, and it's the water's just coming through the mortar, and I just can't stop it. I put a new cap on it that had no hole because we don't use that fireplace anymore, and so it's not coming down from the top. It's coming through the mortar and the joints.
Is it coming down inside the fireplace?
It is, and you can see the wet when you get in there and shine a flashlight up. It's not coming from a roof leak. It's higher than the roof.
All right, well, you know, domestic home maintenance, it is a joy.
And a privilege. What was I going to ask you? Oh, what time is sunset these days? Well, I'll kind of get an estimate on what kind of time it's going to take me, but if you're past five, we might as well not fool with my end of it, because if I can't finish, I don't want to start.
We all have lights, and we could sure enough put shine some light up there on it.
Okay. And I don't have anything Monday night. I can't move for something like that, because that's been a thorn in my side as to how to get up there and get that done safely. Because I'm like you, I don't want to do much climbing these days.
Just tell you, it is going to be a monumental task for me to be able to get up there to the side of my building in this thing. I ain't going to like it.
I can help you with that. I'm not fearless by any means, but if you're only going up, as you told me, about 18 feet, that's all I'm going to be going up on mine. Well, I might go up a little higher on mine, but can I help you on your end?
Bob is supposed to have it down there at about 1 o'clock on Monday. Can you get away from work?
Well, I can ask them. We have staff meeting at 1:30, and it's not any big deal if I tell them I'm not coming. I can leave most any time. Monday's the worst day that for me to leave. Every second Monday is the worst time for me to leave, and that will be another staff meeting. But they like me pretty good, so we'll see.
Have some setup time, which means that you wouldn't even need to be there until about 2 o'clock. So, you know, if you were there at about 2:30, yeah, I could use the help.
I heard Perella, the blonde, say this morning that it was going to rain next week, but I didn't listen to what day. She was predicting on out to next Wednesday. Are we off if it rains? Is Bob just going to wait to rent?
Put it in the rain. He can just take the whole thing and keep it. I'm not doing that in the rain. And then you and I could split it, you know, at another time, from some other source.
Sound like a winner. Well, let's let somebody else use the repeater, and I'm about where I'm going anyway. Enjoy it, Steve. W4, never give up.
Later on, Bubba, I will talk to you again soon, and I'll keep you up to speed. That's this coming Monday, so we'll figure it all out. 73 is KN4 VWA, clear FT final.
See you, buddy.
For FCM. Mine looks like I missed him.
FCM, KD4 FBI.
FCM, KD4 FBI.
Die, W4 NGU.
A4 FDI and 4ZLK. Good morning.
I went into the parking place, but I wanted to say something to the other guy. How are you doing?
I'm just going to let you know it's KD4 FTI and not W4 FTI.
Talk soon. I got to run. W4 NGU.
Glad to hear you. N4ZLK and KD4FTI, your dad was just calling you a few minutes ago. You might have turned the radio off. N4ZLK.